This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World Health Organization officials said Friday the arrival of COVID-19 vaccines should not tempt countries to relax efforts to fight the pandemic. The WHO's top emergency expert, Dr. Mike Ryan, told an online briefing that the world is far from through with the coronavirus.
We should not waste the hope that vaccines bring. We should not waste the precious gift the vaccines will bring by dropping our guard in other areas. It's really, really important.
Meanwhile, the head of the WHO-led mission to Wuhan, China, Peter Ben-Embarek, said that the findings of the mission investigating the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19 are expected in March. In a historic visit to Iraq, Pope Francis delivered a message of hope to the country's dwindling Christian community following years of unrest and amid a devastating pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pope Francis says only if we learn to look beyond our differences and see each other as members of the same human family will we be able to begin an effective process of rebuilding and leave to future generations a more humane world. Speaking to a large audience of dignitaries, he urges Iraqis to value their religious minorities and consider them a precious resource to protect, not an obstacle to eliminate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A suicide car bomb killed at least 20 people and injured 30 others late Friday in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group seeks to overthrow the Somali government and establish a strict Islamic state. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Envoy on Myanmar urged the UN Security Council on Friday to take action to stop the military junta's violence against peaceful protesters and restore democracy following a February 1st coup. Christine Schrana-Borgener told the 15-member council it was critical to be resolute and coherent in putting security forces on notice and standing with the people of Myanmar. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The UN envoy noted that since her briefing to the General Assembly a week ago, the military brutally unleashed its worst crackdown yet since the February 1st coup, killing a total of around 50 innocent and peaceful protesters while seriously injuring scores more.
Last month, the Security Council issued a statement voicing concern over the state of emergency imposed by the Myanmar military. However, it stopped short of condemning the coup due to opposition from Russia and China. Police in Myanmar on Friday again opened fire on protesters against last month's military coup, killing at least one man. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The man was killed in the city of Mandalay, witnesses and a doctor told Reuters by telephone. In the city of Yangon, police fired rubber bullets and stun grenades to disperse protesters who had been joined by about 100 doctors in white coats, witnesses said. Hundreds of protesters in the southeastern city of Dawe also faced tear gas fired by police as they marched in protest against last month's military coup. In all, at least 55 people have been killed since the coup on February 1st.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. U.S. employers stepped up their hiring in February. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department says employment rose by a whopping 379,000 jobs last month as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases recedes from the surge that started the year and states and cities begin to ease business restrictions. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate edged down to 6.2%. The report says most of the job gains occurred in leisure and hospitality, one of the sectors hit hardest by the pandemic. Smaller gains were seen in temporary help services, healthcare and social assistance, retail and manufacturing. State and local government, education, construction and mining saw declines, and some 10 million people remained unemployed in February. I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street, stocks posted gains with the Dow up 1.85%, the S&P rose 1.95%, the NASDAQ added 1.55%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.